Yes, indeed. There have been a foundation which has been established in order to keep alive the memory of those who were killed in the 28th September 2009 massacre at the stadium in Conakry. And the objective of the foundation is really not only to keep the memory of the people who were killed alive, but also to make sure that they get justice. It's a new foundation, and there have been some events which have been planned for today. And other than the encounter in the week and month, the encounter is really see how to remobilize the international community, and also the government and the different countries in Guinea, so that those people will, those victims will get justice.
We heard reports that Guineans are demanding justice and the perpetrators of the massacre should be brought to justice. Who will be in charge of bringing to justice the perpetrators? In this case, remembering the UN did its own investigation and found some people responsible for the massacre.
Yes, you know, in principle, it's the judiciary system here in Guinea which should investigate and brought to justice all of those who have been involved in the massacre. In case the judiciary system in Guinea is incapable of, you know, bringing those people to justice, the ICC, the International Criminal Court, might be involved and make sure that justice is done. And so far, they have made some investigation, but according to the rule of the ICC, they have to wait to see the proceeding evolve in Guinea, and on the view of that, then decide whether they should really need to the Guinea authorities to go ahead and do justice for the victims. But in case it doesn't happen, then the ICC should really take over and make sure that all of the perpetrators are brought to justice and the victims are not left without any remedy.
Guineans that I have spoken to say they know who were behind the massacre. Why are those people still free?
I think there are several reasons, including the political situation right now in Guinea. As you know, there are elections which have been planned for a long time. The first one has been organized, but not the second one yet. And it's a volatile situation. So according to some analysts, it will be better to go ahead with the elections. And once it's over, then deal with the massacres of the 20th September. Otherwise, it can bring trouble in the country and destabilize, you know, the state. It's one of the arguments which, you know, people are making for, you know, the delay of the proceedings. And so now we will see once the elections are over if it was the justification or if there is any other reason.
So people are hopeful that once a new government is ushered in place, then the new government or the judiciary under the new government will take up the matter and bring the perpetrators to justice. Is this the expectations of most Guineans?
Yes, it's really the idea. So far, most of the people who have been involved in the case and also you talk to, it's their understanding that after the election, the new government will make the step to bring those people to justice.